everybody. My name is MJ the Tutor, and you are listening to another episode of Accounting Makes Sense, an MJ the Tutor podcast. This podcast is focused on helping accounting students all over the world by offering a quick warm-up on various accounting and business topics that hopefully leads to the generation of bigger discussions and conversations. For anyone embracing accounting as a lifelong profession right now, this one's for you. In today's episode, we are going to delve into the essential aspect of professional growth for most designated accountants. As most of you probably already know, I am a member of CIMA, the Chartered Institute of Management Accountants, hence why this podcast is heavily geared towards helping students pass their CIMA exams. Anyway, today's topic goes a little beyond the CIMA sphere and likely touches on a topic most accountants are familiar with, and that is continuing professional development, commonly known as CPD. We'll be looking at its significance in maintaining professional excellence in the field of management accounting. First, let's define what CPD is. Continuing professional development is an ongoing process where professionals engage in various learning activities to enhance their skills, knowledge, and abilities. The activities include attending workshops, seminars, and conferences to engage with experts and peers. Online courses and webinars provide flexibility, while self-directed study through reading and research keeps you updated. Mentoring, coaching, and networking facilitate personalized growth. Contributing to publications, volunteering, and reflective practice also contribute to your professional advancement. In the context of CIMA, CPD is a vital part of keeping up with the ever-changing landscape of management accounting. Why is CPD so important for CIMA members? Well, CPD ensures that accountants remain at the forefront of their profession. In a rapidly changing world, industries evolve, technologies advance, and best practices shift. CPD allows these individuals to continuously update their skills, stay informed about new developments, and maintain their competence. It enhances prospects, boosts confidence, and enables professionals to provide valuable insights and contributions to their organizations. CIMA has a comprehensive CPD framework that outlines the requirements and expectations for its members. This framework is designed to help members consistently develop their skills and knowledge. Members are encouraged to participate in various CPD activities that align with their career goals and areas of expertise. So CIMA's CPD framework includes structured and unstructured learning activities like your workshop, conferences, self-directed study, and reflective learning. Members typically record their CPD activities and periodically report on them. Regular review and alignment of the CPD with your career goals are essential so that you ensure ongoing professional development. Recording your CPD activities is crucial. Generally, professional bodies offer an online platform where members can log their completed CPD hours. This record not only helps you track your progress, but also demonstrates your commitment to professional development to employers, clients, and regulatory bodies. For CIMA, you currently have two options to do this. One is through the Competency and Learning website, and I'll link that website on the show notes for this. The second one is through the CIMA Development Accreditation Scheme, where CIMA members employed by organizations that are part of this can use their appraisal and personal development plan to record their CPD. And you don't actually need to submit your records if you are selected for monitoring, because those employers would be able to just show the development plan for you. So, you're probably asking, okay, we're recording and we're looking for the CPD hours and CPD activities. Why do we need to do such things? Technically, you don't really need to submit your CPD record, but if you are selected for monitoring, you will need to submit it then. Your record should cover the last 12 months' learning activities that you've done. And the thing here is because you need to submit it, you need to show that there is progression from the last 12 months based on what you've set out to do, what your goals were, and basically show that you've targeted courses in order for you to fulfill those goals and that you have finished them or that you are working towards finishing your goals or achieving your goals. How much CPD should one really do? Different organizations have different requirements. Now for SEMA, there is no minimum or maximum number of hours or units, but SEMA does need us to do CPD to remain professionally competent and to advance in our careers. And this heavily depends on individual circumstances and development needs. To ensure you are within the requirements and your knowledge of these requirements are up to date, you should check out the website of the professional body that you are affiliated with so that you find out what those requirements are. I will link the SEMA website one with regards to the CPD requirements for SEMA on the show notes. To stay engaged with CPD, try to set clear goals for your professional development. Identify the areas where you'd like to grow into, choose activities that are aligned with those goals. Remember, CPD isn't really a one-time event that you can do. It's really an ongoing journey for you that keeps your skills fresh and relevant. So where do we find these CPD courses and activities? In general, your professional body should offer a lot of these courses and activities. SEMA themselves provides a wealth of resources to support your CPD journey. Their website offers a range of tools, including the webinars, articles, and research papers that you could read and reflect on your learning. The SEMA community is also a valuable platform for networking and sharing insights with fellow professionals. You'll also find some of your training providers offer post-designation courses that could earn you the CPD hours and units. There are many available online resources, so you shouldn't really find it difficult. In conclusion, CPD is the cornerstone of maintaining excellence in the field of management accounting, especially within SEMA. By engaging in CPD activities, you're investing in your future growth. You're ensuring that you are a valuable asset to any organization and the industry as a whole. And that is it for me today. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. Thank you for listening to Accounting Makes Sense. As always, I am your host, MJ the Tutor. If you're keen to connect with me and be updated with the arrival of the next episode of this podcast or find SEMA resources online, please head on over to my website, www.mjthetutor.com. You can also hit subscribe on whichever platform you are using to listen to this podcast. If you want to connect on social media, I'm on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram under the name MJ the Tutor. So I hope to see you again next time. Ciao for now.